What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And we're talking with Hutchie Hatch in New Mexico. And you had one more comment following the Newsweek has already put together its magazine to congratulate President Hillary.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to kind of second on the last caller. And that is, I mean, our voting process, I've never seen it different. I'm 58 years old. I've never seen it better than this. It is just completely stupid.
Yes.
And whether
it's designed that way.
Yeah, whether we win or lose with Hillary, we need, as people, to push a rock up a hill and get this crap to stop.
Well, if Hillary steals this election, there will be no change to the election system whatsoever. Okay? Vote fraud never prospers. Why? Well, because when it prospers, we don't call it vote fraud, to paraphrase. And that's exactly what it is. The people in power today got there through election fraud. They're not going to change the system because that's what keeps them in power. That's what keeps their access to your wallet. That's what keeps their ability to take your children and send them off to be killed and crippled in their foreign wars. If Trump overcomes the election fraud and there's a landslide sweep, okay, then we're going to have a window of opportunity for the next 2 years to basically take sledgehammers to all these electronic machines.
Well, 50 million people in Washington would look nice, wouldn't it?
I think it would be better with 100 million.
Well, that's
and
true
I think
too,
it's entirely
you know,
possible. I think it's entirely possible. Anyway, Hutch, we're going to let you go and switch over to Ron in the Bronx. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, man, you know, from the get-go, I thought when Comey came out with this new investigation, I thought it was a smoke and mirrors to distract us from the WikiLeaks. And then Comey would clear Hillary, and Hillary would be like, aha, I got cleared again. You know,
no, what happened with that, Comey's hand got forced. Because let's face it, nobody's believing the FBI went through 650,000 emails in 10 days and was able to examine them thoroughly, not when it took a year to do 33,000 emails. What forced Comey's hand were two things. One, the New York Police Department was getting ready to go public with the fact that they'd found the files on examining Huma Abedin, Anthony Weiner's laptop. Second, Judicial Watch had filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit for all the FBI's records in the email investigation. Now, the way the law works, once the FBI closes an investigation, they have to turn all the documents over in response to a Freedom of Information Act request. None of them can be withheld. There's no national security involved in this email issue that they're aware of. Okay, so in order to block Judicial Watch, Comey has reopened the investigation, and it's still technically open. All he said on Sunday, he didn't say he was closing the investigation again. He's keeping it open so Judicial Watch can't get those documents. And he just said, we've looked at the 650,000 emails. There's no criminality. And they're just going to keep the investigation open to block access to the documents. They did exactly the same thing in the Tylenol poisonings case. They just kept the investigation open year after year after year after year year after year so that citizens' investigation groups could not get access to the documents of the actual investigation to find out what had been going on. And that's what Comey is going to do.
Yeah, but the NYPD, I've been hearing this for a while now, and I don't think they have anything. I mean,
It depends on the political pressure being put on them by the mayor of New York, for example, or the Justice Department. I mean, there's a lot of backroom deal making and threats and blackmail going on. There was that bogus story about the dead FBI agent, and people were wondering if it was a hoax or if, in fact, it was a veiled warning for everybody to just keep quiet, you know, these next few weeks until the election. But Comey's hand was forced on that issue, and he dealt with it the best that he could, but he wound up making the FBI look like a bunch of doofuses.
One more point. What do you think of Edward Snowden saying, yes, it was possible for them to check all those emails.
I didn't see I know Wired magazine said that. I don't know that. I haven't seen where Edward Snowden said that. Anyway, listen, Rom, we're going to let you go. I got a bunch of news I got to cover. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're hearing now from Pastor James Law in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Their voting machines are flipping votes from Trump to Clinton. So this is a statewide problem up there. This is a statewide problem, and all those Pennsylvania voters have got to stand up and just make a really, really big stink about this. Because they're stealing your state, they're stealing your country, they're stealing the White House, and we cannot allow that to happen. By the way, one of the checks that is traditionally used to search for vote fraud is the exit poll. And we're going to take a second here and do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. And one of the ways that they double-check the official results of any election is with the exit polling. And both the United Nations and the United States State Department say that if the exit polls differ from the official results by more than 2%, it suggests election fraud has taken place. Now, in the past in the United States, when election fraud has taken place, we usually get some nonsense from the corporate media about how the voters are lying to the exit pollsters. And that's nonsense. In all my years of casting votes, I've never met an exit pollster I knew, let alone cared what they thought about me. But it's complete and utter nonsense. Well, they've decided they're not going to bother with that anymore. This year, they're not even going to have exit polls in 22 states, supposedly to save money. So we're just, for those 22 states, supposed to accept the official results without any question whatsoever. Now then, let's see. Tom in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. First off, we had another problem situation here today in the voting in Broward County with the Republican against the Democrat. They basically almost got like a fist fight. That was going on today and here in the news. But I do want to say this, Michael. I don't see too many Hispanics over in my precinct voting, but there's some Anglos, I guess you call them. But down, I heard down in Homestead area of South Florida, there's droves of, looks to me like what I'm hearing, there are a lot of them are illegal Mexicans, or they just register them to vote. So this is all by design, Michael, to get these Hispanics to vote and to get the, you know, basically get the free handouts. And that's the Democratic modus of operandi. Flood this country with illegals. It's all by design with George Soros and all these left-wing freaks that we got running our government, as they're literally trying to take the power away from the white males in this country. Let's not kid ourselves. This is exactly what's going on.
No, I mean, Obama came on out and as much as said, it's okay for the illegals to vote, nothing will happen to you. Forgetting, of course, it is a crime for a non-citizen to vote in our elections. And, I mean, that's what I mean when I say they're not even trying to hide the fraud. When the president of the United States is out there saying it's okay for the illegal immigrants to illegally vote, that's a crime right there.
Michael, that is treason. Richard Nixon was forced out of office because of Watergate, which is a bunch of bullcrap. But you got this guy that, what he said, like you're saying, Michael, this guy should be held for treason. He should be put in, Leavenworth or somewhere. This guy, Obama, should be put in prison for what he did there. Because if Donald Trump were to say to 10 million white Russians, I need you to vote, and they're illegally here, and he tells them to vote, the Demo rats would go nuts. The Demo rats would go insane if you had 10 million white Caucasian-type persuasion to tell them to vote, and it was a president like Donald Trump were to tell them to vote. Can you imagine what the media would be doing right now? And how this, like, I mean, it would be, they'd try to arrest Donald Trump right now. But since it's a liberal, like a licky, kissy, touchy, chilly Democrat, like Sotero Hussein, Frank Marshall Davis' son, it's my opinion, you know, doing what he's doing, it's unbelievable, Michael. And to me, that's the biggest treason I've ever heard of out of any president for anything, what he told them. And I tell you, if this election is lost by Trump, it'll be because he's illegal. And the Mexicans that are, I guess, legally here, that they just got the registered vote.
Because now, wait a minute. Tom, okay. The Mexicans, Hispanics who are here and legal citizens do have a right to vote, and we can't take that away from them. That's the rules.
I agree.
We have to play by the rules, or we're no better than Hillary's supporters who are pepper spraying Republicans in the polling places. So,
Michael,
you know.
Michael, Michael, one more thing. This Univision, you got George Ramos, that Jorge Ramos who Trump kicked out. This guy is the most, you talk about, he goes, does a video about the Klan. This guy is so militant with the Hispanics, it's insane. This guy is like a Lara. I don't know if this guy is Lara's or whatever, but this guy is really very militant, this George Ramos, and this guy's on Univision, and let me tell you, Univision is so slanted to brainwashing these Hispanics, and let me tell you, I know a lot of people are very good friends of mine. They speak perfect English and Spanish, and they tell me, Tom, this is bad news, buddy. This is bad news for this country, because you know what? You got Univision out there trying to pump all this up, and it's unbelievable what I'm seeing. I live in South Florida. Michael, they don't, like I told you the other day, they don't have them, don't even want to speak English. They don't. Why should they?
Yeah, well, we've seen that in Southern California. Their attitude is, you know, you used to be part of Mexico. You should learn Spanish to get along with us, which is arrogant in the extreme. Now, when I've gone to foreign countries, especially when I've gone to work in foreign countries, I make the effort to learn the language. And they may laugh at my faltering efforts, but they respect the fact that I tried. Okay, but for to go into another country and say, you should speak my language, that's considered rude by any definition of the word. Tom, we're going to let you go here. We got a bunch of news to get through. I'm getting emails from all across the country reporting that there are tons and tons of red shirts showing up in the polling places. So it's working. The word got out. People are wearing red, and the voters are seeing what Trump support really is. Now then, we put up a couple of stories. As long as Comey is going to be dragging the FBI down into the mud, some more reminders that they've kind of already been down there all along. Flashback story from the Washington Post. There was an FBI agent who was tampering with drug and gun evidence. He stole heroin from the evidence lockers to use himself, resulting in the cases against dozens of heroin dealers getting dropped. So these FBI agents really aren't the bunch of sweet and nice people they'd like you to think that they all are here. And then, of course, remember back during Occupy Wall Street, and there was a plot to have snipers kill the leaders of Occupy Wall Street. And the FBI grabbed hold of that case and classified it and said, it's all secret, national security, you can't find out about that. And then, of course, if you just go on back and study the history of COINTELPRO, you will see what the FBI is really all about. They're America's version of the Stasi, is what they are. Donna Brazile is out there, and basically she's trying to play the victim card, saying, of course, she was giving the questions to the Hillary Clinton campaign, but her conscience is clear. She didn't feel she was doing wrong. She was told she was doing wrong, but she was serving a higher purpose, and she served that higher purpose, and she doesn't understand why everybody is on her case just because she broke a couple of rules and gave Hillary an unfair advantage over Donald Trump in the town hall meetings and in the debates. Now, we have been talking about the flood of totally bogus stories pouring all over the net, trying to kookify the net, trying to trip up Donald Trump supporters, embarrass us and everything. And according to this story over in Ib Times over in Great Britain, most of these stories are coming from websites registered in Macedonia, which doesn't follow the ICANN rules in terms of making available who actually is the owner-operator of the website. But this was an organized, well-funded disinformation campaign, and gee, I wonder who'd be doing a thing like that during election season. Now, there's this little bit of whining over in the New York Times. The TV networks face a skeptical public on election night. And they're going on in there as the TV news gears up for 2016's big finale. An intense public distrust in the media is threatening the network's traditional role as election night scorekeeper. Yeah, because they lie. They've been caught lying before. Talk about playing the victim card. This is out of the New York Times. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. The public doesn't trust the corporate media. Let's all feel bad for those highly paid prostitutes and whore respondents. No, not going to happen. The corporate media has only themselves to blame for the lack of public trust in their reporting, now at 6%, according to polls. whether it was Saddam's nuclear weapons, Assad's sarin gas, the obvious bias toward Israel, the obvious bias toward corporate interests, the obvious bias toward Hillary, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They did it to themselves, pouring the news to the highest bidder, and we should not have any sympathy for them whatsoever. And I don't care who the corporate media says wins the election tonight, if it's Hillary. I think we all need to decide for ourselves who the winner is. We got to stop letting these corporate media prostitutes and correspondents do our thinking for us. There's no law that makes it a crime for you to think for yourself. It is your right to think for yourself. They should have put it in the Bill of Rights as an inalienable right to think for yourself and make your own decisions. Now, over at The Guardian, Ben Jacobs went to task on Trump's tweet, "We're going to deliver justice the way it used to be in this county." Now, Trump was talking about voting out the bad people, voting in some better people. And Ben Jacobs said, "Oh, he's out there encouraging violence. Donald Trump is out there, you know, saying violence. He wants to seize the country by bloody revolution." And to their credit, much of the other corporate media jumped all over him for having jumped the shark by such a wide margin. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Steve in Brooklyn, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Sir, I'm sorry. I don't know if you can do something about it. I just want to report that I'm first time voting, and I voted for Republican, for Donald Trump. I didn't vote yet. My mom voted. I'm going to the because I just came from work, you know. And I was just surprised. She called me and she said to me, "Steve, I come to vote. I just said my name. I just said my address. They didn't ask any ID. They gave me a paper and I did my job and I left." I said, "Mom, how it could happen? It means that anybody from the street could go to any building, go to the mailbox, write the name of the person. You know, few persons going to any place where they vote, it has the name of the person and ID, and vote for the Hillary Clinton or somebody else. You know how it could happen?" She said, "I don't know." I called to the voting to the election board of Brooklyn. They said that New York City not asking for identification when the person coming to vote. But do you understand that all vote of this, all thinking of the people in this situation is just nothing? They can do everything they want. You understand? Anybody can go to the mailbox, pick up the name of the person, address, going to the voting place, no ID, nothing, can vote for anybody they want. You know?
Yeah, we were talking about New York. They ended voter ID laws, and the New York Elections Commissioner, and he's in trouble now with his superiors, came on out and said, yeah, they're going to take a bunch of people, bus them from precinct to precinct, give them a bunch of names to use, and they're going to register, or they're going to go in and vote using phony names, and they go to the next precinct, and this one busload of people can vote 10, 20 times during the day. That's how wide open it is, the fraud. These elections are so crooked, they're screwing the ballots into the ballot boxes.
You know, I can tell you one thing. I'm sorry to wasting your time, sir. A couple of things last. Last time when my mom come to vote against Obama, she come to the place and they said, "You can vote or not vote, Obama gonna win." You know, in this situation, I don't know, as me, for example, I am a citizen of the United States. You know, I have a good job and so on. What can I do to stop it now or in the future, in this situation? If you need my statement, I can say it. If you need me to say something, I'm ready to do it. Because, you know, people are really worried on the job. They're keeping the papers with themselves. But when they realize it's what's going on, so it's making voting in the show, you know, I don't know how to say it.
Well, there's nothing that we can do for this election right now. Okay, but if Donald Trump is able to overcome the election fraud in a landslide victory, we're going to have 2 years to demand a complete top-to-bottom overhaul of the election system. It is possible to have fair and honest elections. The reason the system is so messed up now is it's been designed and whittled down to make it easy to cheat the American people out of their nation. Thank you for the phone call, Steve. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently NBC4 in Columbus, Ohio was running live polling during the elections today. And by the way, they've all abandoned the rule saying no reports on election progress until the polls closed. They're reporting during the day. Oh, this is going on here. Hillary is sweeping ahead. You Trump people just stay at home. And apparently, as soon as Trump started crushing Hillary in their live ongoing poll, NBC4 just shut it off. Said they people don't need to see this anymore. Going to go back to the phones. George in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, how you doing, Mike? I got to say my polling experience was pretty good. I went to the polling place. I was expecting to go on the electronic voting machines, but they followed state law. They gave a percentage of paper ballots and gave me a marker to fill in the ballot and put it in a box instead of using electronic voting machine. They say that's how they check to see if there's fraud by a certain percentage using paper ballots. And then when I exited out, I got to the exit poller approached me, and I fill out the exit ballot. But I'm hearing in Houston and listening on the police scanner that Houston PD are stopping people being bused to precincts. So that's a nice thing to hear.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, that's kind of a gray area because, I mean, there are people who are running buses for people who can't drive and get to the polls other ways. But if these people are being bussed from poll to poll to poll to poll, that is, they should be stopped, and they should be arrested for election fraud.
Well, the thing is, this is going around all around the country that the police are catching them. Because really, I think since Obama and Hillary threw the police underneath the bus, encouraging Black Lives Matter to shoot police, I think...
That's going to come back to haunt her.
But also I hear like the voter intimidation in Philadelphia. Where is the Ku Klux Klan Act when you need it, Mike?
Come on. Let's not get tacky here. Okay. All right. Well, listen, George, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Sean Hannity is out there talking about apparently NBC4 in Columbus, Ohio is not the only one to have all of a sudden shut down the live ongoing college coverage. Sean Hannity is saying the early exit poll data is not pleasing the media. In other words, they're getting a lot more people for Trump than they were hoping to see. And again, this could herald the fall of the large monolithic corporate media. I'm seeing a report coming out of Investment Watch blog. 14,000 people are watching Alex Jones' live coverage of the election results. Only 3,000 are watching CNN. And that is a watershed moment for the independent media. All righty, let's talk about the war zones. Emphasis on the plural, because there's a lot of stuff going on that we need to be aware of. There's been another U.S. massacre up in Afghanistan. And it's looking at, let's see, innocent people, another demonstration why it's imperative for the American people to stop doing this. Apparently, 32 people killed, 25 wounded, including children. And they're saying this is a continuation of the U.S. policy that targets hospitals, wedding parties, and schools. Now, a story coming out of Russia today. The U.S. is not liberating Raqqa. It is protecting the jihadi proxies in Syria. And we have seen this time and time again, where the U.S. goes on and says, we're saving Syria from the terrorists, and then they wind up protecting the terrorists. And we're still hearing this from the military commanders in Iraq. As more and more U.S. troops show up, the Iraqis are saying, they're just getting in the way. They're blocking us from doing our job. Now, the most alarming piece of news is, and we are getting this from the Daily Mail in Great Britain, apparently, Russia is planning a massive attack on Aleppo within the next 24 hours, involving air assets, their naval assets, cruise missiles, and it looks like they're going to go on in and just scrape Aleppo out and get it over and done with. Okay, now then, in fighting near Mosul, 16 U.S. servicemen have been killed, 27 injured. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show. And Hillary's Tantrum Squad has succeeded in knocking my set, well, pretty much unreachable. I mean, the server's still running, but it's hideously overloaded. They've been doing that to WikiLeaks and Twitter. And obviously, they don't want an alternative view to the official story that they're concocting to tell America tonight. But once the show is over, I'll get back into my webmaster mode and see if I can figure out how to deal with this insanity that they're trying to deliver. All right, let's go to John in Barbados. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I don't know whether you can recall yesterday me telling you about this Russian effort in Syria. They were being told is there are swarms of helicopters, both Russian and Syrian. And they've already taken back one or possibly two districts of the eastern part of Aleppo. Mm-hmm. The Takfiris are being crushed. But more importantly now, they're going further east to beyond Palmyra towards Raqqa.
Yes.
And it looks like there's a competition going on as to see who can get into Raqqa first, whether it be the Syrian Arab Army or the Kurds supported by the Americans. But what I have heard is if they lose that, the Americans will pull out of Syria.
That would be really kind of nice, but we're hearing some other stories that are a little troubling. As you know, there was this explosion at a Russian power station in a naval base. Apparently, it was enough to where helicopters have been evacuated from the base and are landing on Moscow streets. We had that weird story yesterday where a man was found beaten to death at the Russian consulate in New York. And it looks to me like something is definitely getting ready to happen. And like I said, if it does look like Trump is going to win the election tonight, they're going to start the war with Russia before he can take office.
Well, the other thing that I wanted to point out, I mentioned yesterday about these 80,000 people moving from Ukraine into Russia. These are Western Ukrainians, not the Donbass region Russian ethnic speakers. These are Western Ukrainians moving in, and apparently they're losing so many farmers, according to what I've been reading. Say there's a couple of farmers decide to close up and move out into Russia. The whole village closes down and moves with them because they take all their workers with them.
Well, I'm not surprised that people from Western Ukraine are looking to move to Russia because following the U.S. coup d'etat and overthrow of the government, life in Ukraine as a whole has been just really in bad shape. A lot of people are very opposed to Poroshenko right now. I mean, Saakashvili just called it quit down in Odessa, and he's pulled up stakes and he's headed on out. So the whole region is descending into complete chaos right now.
Well, my information on that is that, if you like, it's the people are taking over and are likely to move towards Russia again, just like Crimea did. If that happens, then Ukraine has lost its last port into the Black Sea for their naval vessels. That will be a significant loss.
No, looking at a map, they would still have the port on the Black Sea. Nobody's going to shut them off from that contact.
I believe the whole Odessa region, not just Odessa itself, is falling towards the Crimea view of things. So I'd be very careful, dismissing that, because it's quite a possibility that...
Okay, I see what you're saying now. Odessa is going to break loose and go the Crimea route, and yes, that would leave the rest of Ukraine without a port on the Black Sea.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
That's I misunderstood why, you before.
Yeah, that's why I understand that's why Saakashvili's moved out, because he's getting so much opposition from just the general people. The general population, they can see which side of the bread their butter lies, you know?
Well, actually, most of them don't have bread and butter anymore, and that's kind of a big part of the problem there. Anything else, John?
I'll comment tomorrow on this nonsense we call a U.S. election for president.
We'll all be commenting on that tomorrow, working through our hangovers and everything. I've already got two interviews on other radio networks scheduled to talk about what's happening today here. But
I'll be watching the live coverage of it, not on the corporate media, but I think I'll be watching Alex Jones's coverage to see where we're going.
Definitely. If you're going to watch the live coverage, go with Alex Jones. Absolutely, without question.
Okay, Mike, well, that's all I've got for you today, and good luck in this election, young man.
We're going to need it. I mean, not just our country, but our entire planet is at stake on this right now. We're going to switch over to Bob in Las Vegas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm starting to think that John from Barbados may have had a... career in MI5 or MI6 before he shuttled down to Barbados. But that's another story.
It occurred to me, but, you know, I'm not going to speculate.
Yeah, he's got his sources. But, you know, I wanted to say something about the election. But first, are you implying that this this fire, this incident in Russia was something that was done from the outside, that was basically a military attack?
The word that was being used was firebombed. So it may have been internal sabotage, but they're basically indicating that this wasn't just a simple accident.
Because if you recall, there was a similar, I think there were two incidents that happened in China about a year ago.
Yes.
So this is getting scary, and I didn't hear about that individual who was found dead at the consulate in New York. But
yeah, that broke last night.
You know, Mike, this is embarrassing. This electoral system we have here in this country, and you talk a lot about Panama. How only Panama has a worse record or image than the U.S. in the Western Hemisphere. I spend a lot of time in Panama, and Panama's looking pretty good right now.
Actually, pretty much any country on earth is looking a lot better than the United States right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting emails from my friends in Panama, and they're making fun of this country.
Yeah, well, there's certainly lots to make fun of.
So it gets pretty bad when you get denigrated by the likes of Panama.
Yeah. When Panama is chastising you, you've definitely hit the skids.
Right. Okay, I'll let you go. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Okay, now over in India and Kashmir, tensions are flaring up there as well. There's armed conflict between the two nations across this disputed border, and apparently India is using a munition that involves something called blinding pellets, very, very tiny particles of metal that blast into the faces of the enemy soldiers to destroy their eyes. And that, to me, that's horrible. It should be a war crime. Like white phosphorus, it should be banned. Now, we were talking the other day about how the Navy has come out with a new whiz-bang high-tech gun that can hit a target accurately more than 70 miles away. Unfortunately, they're not going to be able to use it because apparently the guided munitions rounds for this piece of artillery cost $1 million each. And for $1 million, you can get a cruise missile, which can reach a lot further than 70 miles and hit its target accurately. It's another one of these cases of somebody had this weird idea and didn't think it all the way through. Now, the U.S. Defense Secretary is saying, we can't wait any longer to buy new nuclear weapons. We have to make up for decades of underinvestment. That's ridiculous. We've got more nuclear weapons than anybody else. They started revamping and upgrading our nuclear weapons back under George W. Bush, but it's never enough for the Defense Department. The military-industrial complex needs more. We need a bomb that can blow up the entire planet, and only then we'll feel safe. It's ridiculous. But that's the whole point of bringing back the Cold War, to take money from you and give it to the defense contractors to build all these weapons we all hope and pray will never actually be used, with the appropriate kickbacks going to members of Congress. It's a scam. It was a scam back in the 1950s and 1960s. It's a scam again. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Alex in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, not much. Yesterday I felt a little down about the election, but for some reason today I think that Trump might be able to pull it off. But I haven't been listening the whole day because I just got off work. What's going on? Could you just update me on, like, is there voter fraud suspicions and stuff like that going on?
We're getting reports from all over the country. Apparently, poll workers went into at least 5 precincts in Georgia this morning, and when they turned on the voting machines, they discovered they were already loaded with votes for the Democrats. We're getting reports out of Pennsylvania, all across the state, that people trying to vote for Trump on the electronic voting machines, the votes will flip over to Hillary. It's just everywhere. They're violating the 100-foot rule for electioneering at polling places. In one case, the posters for the Democrats were actually inside the polling place. It's just a completely wide-open, crooked election. And the attitude of the government and the corporate media, it seems to be, we're going to anoint Hillary Empress of the United States. We dare you to do anything about it.
Wow, I hope that's not true. I hope it's not true. You would think they would target a state other than, like, Georgia, for example. I mean, you would think Georgia would definitely go Republican. Yeah, I mean, I would understand if they were targeting North Carolina or Florida.
Well, they're definitely doing that, but here's the problem. Hillary, this last week, has been forced to campaign in what were considered traditional blue states because they're now in play. And so Hillary's campaign has sort of retaliated by going into traditional red states and trying to flip them over to balance it all out.
Wow. I saw the scum of the earth, Soros, the other night on an interview, and he basically projected that Trump would win in a landslide but would lose the Electoral College. And it was disgusting.
Yes, it is.
I was thoroughly disgusted to hear that.
I refuse to live in a world under the control of George Soros, or for that matter, any other money junkie. Take your money and go make somebody else miserable.
Yeah, it's so funny how we're supposed to be one of the most advanced countries in the whole world, but our whole election system is fraudulent. It's just amazing. And we also have, you know, 75% of the people just walking around not even focused on it. They're basically watching football and baseball and playing with their electronics.
I disagree with that last part. I think the majority of Americans are very much awake to what's going on, or they'd be getting higher than 6% in those polls about whether the public trusts the media or not.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I had an event today, and just when I'm looking around, it's like a lot of people I know voted for Trump. Even Hispanics, a lot of Hispanics I know voted for Trump. Educated people voted for Trump. I don't know. I think they came in and they tried to act like, well, it's uneducated, white, racist men that work, that are blue collar workers, are basically Trump's foundation. But I think everyone is very sick of what's going on.
Yes.
Let's just hope that we can make something happen. We need it.
We can certainly hope here, because my concern, and I'm hearing this from so many other people, my concern is if that Hillary steals this election, it could trigger a revolution in this country. And maybe that's going to be a good thing. Like Thomas Jefferson said, every once in a while, you got to go through that. But we're already seeing violence, not just the violence at the rallies and the violence stealing signs and everything. There was at least one fist fight and pepper spraying where a Clinton supporter attacked a Trump supporter. And again, this is the new public face of the Democratic Party, thanks to Hillary Clinton, the party of the petty thieves, the computer hackers, the sign stealers.
The real racists, the real ones, and it's so clear to see that, like, she came to a rally here in Florida, and I was told that they had a bunch of white supremacists running around with their Confederate flags, driving around in trucks and stuff. I know mm-hmm. that was Hillary that paid those people to be at her event.
Yeah, It's in the Podesta emails. All of that stuff was being staged.
Yeah, and it's not only in Hillary's events that she's paying those people. She's paying people to go into Trump's rallies and start crap, and she's also paying people to be in her own rallies to make it look like there's people starting crap. And it's pathetic, and that's basically the soup that's brewing right now. It's her campaign that put all the components in there, and it's pathetic.
And by the way, this is a copy of what Adolf Hitler did with his brown shirts to attain power in Germany, and that's a red warning flag. Because if Hillary Clinton is going into the campaign using Nazi tactics, she's not going to change when she gets the White House. She's going to continue with that same mindset.
That's right, and they use the same tactics. It does not matter which party they're attacking, the same tactic. And it's obvious. It's the same thing, just like with all the false flags that go on. They're always doing a drill.
Yeah, there's always a drill, and then it will go live and everything. All right, well, listen, Alex, I was going to say we're coming up on a commercial break, and you've got about 20 seconds left here, but thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We got more callers waiting. I'm going to get to them when we come back from the commercial, but meanwhile, there's a video on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, if you can get to it, of the Russia's new Sukhoi PAK FA fighter. It's a fifth-generation fighter. It's going into service now. It has the ability to detect any U.S. stealth aircraft and engage it. I guess they learned an awful lot by the pieces of the F-117 that they acquired after one got shot down in Kosovo. So, all right, we've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes. spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm looking at an email that just came in. My son is working at an exit poll taker here in Ohio. The news channel has been there most of the afternoon and evening, and they will not talk to him. They refuse to interview him. They know it's not what they want to hear. So apparently the exit polls are definitely not going to line up with the official result. We'll all be told that the voters lied to the exit pollsters. Of course, they were embarrassed to admit they had voted for Hillary Clinton, for whatever they're going to say for this nonsense. I believe Jeff in Ottawa is our next phone call. Jeff, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I just want to talk about the election. I've been a long-time listener to you. I think that this is really kind of the last chance for the United States. Up here, we use paper ballots. You go in, you have to identify yourself. They take a ruler, they put a red line through it, you get the ballot, you put in the paper in the box, and that box stays there until everything is counted and doesn't move. All the lights are on, nobody comes in or out of the back door. And I've had friends who have overseen some of these elections locally. So they have it so rigged now that this is really the last chance. If she gets in, she'll stack the Supreme Court. She's already got the justice system and everybody else under her thumb. And I just don't see any way out without some sort of major pushback, and it could lead to violence. But I mean, what are you going to do when peaceful change becomes impossible?
Well, it's like John F. Kennedy said, those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. And he's absolutely right. And I hate to see that it coming to the United States of America, but it's not up to us to decide. You know, how violent it's going to get is totally in the hands of these corrupt politicians. By the way, I just got another email. This one's from Brooklyn. This is a report. District 10 in Brooklyn at PS 97, they've caught people trying to vote multiple times.
Yeah, and it's something that seems to be, I've heard other reports too, going on all across the country. And all I can say is that if he's able to get in, I sure hope that he is. For not only for the United States, but for the rest of the world, for world peace. Because I heard on another talk show that if he is elected, he said that he would go right over before he was inaugurated and speak to Putin. So with her, you're going to get war. And this is just a terrible situation. I think that if he can get in, I think that what they have to do is they have to radically change the electoral system in the United States. And that means getting rid of the electronic voting machines completely. And go totally paper ballot. I don't care if it takes 2 days. I care that every vote is counted and that the will of the American people comes through loud and clear.
This is like a third world country.
If Trump is able to
overcome the election fraud tonight, okay, my top priority for the next 2 years is going to be getting our current election system thrown out and replaced with something the American people can have some faith in.
Yeah, absolutely, and I hope that he doesn't concede, although I see no real path for him even if he doesn't concede, because I think that what will happen is who are they going to go to, the Justice Department? I mean,
this could wind up in the Supreme Court, but it could wind up with a split decision because there's only 8 justices.
Sure.
Thanks an awful lot, exactly. Jeff. We got to let you go. Got to take a break for station identification. More phone calls after these few words.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills
are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.